Next year we have them.
Yeah, we have a lot of strange things going on. June's long. Okay. Anyway, so we left off last week in, discussing the view of Rav Nissim Gaon. So Rav Nissim Gaon tells us that the discrepancy between the two sugyas, whether Hara is kind of, whether Gemara Bia is kind of, is the difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin. So Agamar is talking about Kiddushin, therefore you need Kol Obol Datel Gemara Bia. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about Nisuin. So the Rishon had a lot of problems with this, some technical problems, but one of the major hurdles you have to overcome before you can even begin to advance from Nisim Gaon's Pshat is who says that Bia is a method to create Nisuin altogether. If a whole Gemara in Yevamos is talking about Bia as a method of Nisuin, the Gemara is giving us the details, you don't need the real Bia, you need the raw. So if it's not true that Bia creates Nisuin in the first place, then obviously this whole Pshat is going to fall by the wayside. So it's clear as day that the very first premise that must be ascertained with absolute certainty is that Bia is a method of Nisuin, which is a question, really, is that even true? Because when we spoke about the Sugya of Chuppah a couple of months ago, so we came to the realization that Nisuin is the strangest chalais, because we know it exists, we know it's a din min haTorah, we know it impacts on Yerushas and Tumas and Aveh, it impacts on Kamakam and Dinim Deraisa Derabanan, and we don't have a clue how to go about doing it. The only two words that the Gemara ever uses are the word Nisuin, which is just a description of the chalos, but doesn't know how to do it, and the other word is chuppah, which we, quite frankly, have absolutely no idea how to translate. So when we learned the sugya of chuppah, so we spoke about the Shittas HaRambam, chuppah is yichud, and we spoke about the Rishon, say chuppah is maybe kenisa lebeso, and maybe chuppah is standing on the canopy, and maybe chuppah is other. So we had an array of Shittas in the Rishonim, but none of them, at least as a lechachiva option, are advocating for Bia. The reason why Bia is such a strange way to create Nisuin is because of the reason why this Bia is such a strange way to create Nisuin is because you're not even supposed to be doing that, because there's a violation of Bola Rasas of the Veis Chamiv. So the Ran already solved that problem. The Ran already told us earlier on this year that the Issa Bola Rasas is only when it's done Derech Znus, Derech Pritzus. But if it's done Takar L'Shev Nisuin, so it'll work. Mitach is a good method of Nisuin. But Menon Emili, where did it come from? So we, at the very, very end of the year on Thursday, we went back to that Ran that we spoke about the Arichos a few months ago. And the Ran told us two different sources that Bia is a Maisa Nisuin. Again, Rav Nissim Gaon needs this Ran. Not because it's the same name. Rav Nissim Gaon is not the Ran. The Ran was a Rishon, Rav Nissim Gaon was a Gaon. But the Ran is going to help the Rav Nissim Gaon from 300 years before. So the Ran says, I'll tell you how I know that Bia is koina. It's a simple kavachayma. Ma the chuppah is koina, which is the whole purpose of chuppah is to create the ability to have Bia, according to the Rambam for sure. You need a yichud aroy l'Bia. So if chuppah is koina, kavach creates nisuin, kavachayma, Bia mamash creates nisuin. That's mahalach number one. And the Eidya Shleimer, says the Ram, you know, I know that Bia is koina. It's a simple kavachoyme from Kesef. If Kesef is not koina of Yavama, but Bia is koina of Yavama, Kesef that's koina, so how much more so that Bia should be koina? Bia is a gavalik kinyan for Isha Labayla. So, yeah, that's very nice. That Bia is a gavalik kinyan. Learned that from Yavama. What was the magic word that the Gemara said about Yavama? What was the bad word? What's it? Zakuk of Yamedes. So it's the kuk of Yomedes that enables Bia to be koina. This is the key equation. When it's kuk of Yomedes, then Bia works. Initial Abayla is not kuk of Yomedes. Comes around and says, guess what? Initial Abayla is not kuk of Yomedes unless she's a what? Unless she's already an Arusa. Once she's already Arusa, she's in the category of kuk of Yomedes. And any woman who's kuk of Yomedes, Bia is the way to go. That's the equation of the run. So that's what we left off on Thursday. So Rabbi Yisai, is this correct or not? Is this accurate, what the Ran is portraying for us, that any woman who meets the criteria of Kuk V'Medes, she's a shoo-in for a Bia to be Koine? Does a regular woman post-Averson, pre-Nisuin, meet that criteria or not? So what do you think about that? If you just see this Ran's equations, Kuk V'Medes, Bia, therefore, if it works for Yavama, and who would deny it works for Narusa? How would we begin to tackle this Ran, to understand whether this Ran's equation is correct? And again, Nissim Gaon's plotting, waiting for this Ran to be right before his pshat can be advanced. What do we have to define, Rabbi say, properly? If everything is hinging on the words Kukav Yom Hades, this is the engine that's driving Bia. We have to make sure we know what the terms Kukav Yom Hades means. So who remembers? Who remembers the Machlekes Rishayim back in the Sugas and Davei, the Chazar for us? What does Kukav Yom Hades mean back in Davei? Anyone remember the 2 days in Taisus? Taisus called Machlekes the Ri and the Blaz Mishazna? No? Way, way back? The Ri back in Davei Amud Bey said, Kukav Yom Hades means the goal of Yibum is to have Bia. That's what you're supposed to be doing because everything is revolving around Yoko Moshe Mocha Bameis. We want to get a child out of this marriage. That is the goal of Yibum. Since that's the absolute only goal of Yibum, therefore it makes a lot of sense that the method to create the chalois of Yibum should be Dafka through Bia, the same mechanism that's going to create the child. Masha Ein came by a regular woman. Having children is nice, it's important. We definitely were encouraging people to have children after they get married. But it's not the same as Bia. It's not the same as Yibum. Yibum, everything is hinging upon this child, Yoch Moshe Bach Vameis. When it comes to marriage, children are beautiful and wonderful, we're all for them, but the marriage has to be defined on marriage's 2 feet. The marriage is important in and of itself, even not in the presence of children. That's what the Ri says. The Ri tells us that that's what Kukav Yom Hades means. And therefore, that svara is what enables us to apply Bia to be the Maisa Kinyan for Yavama, unlike by a woman. According to the Ri, could we even begin to say that Kukav Yom Hades applies to an Arusa? Absolutely not. What's that mean to an Arusa? The whole punchline of the Ri was that it's something unique to Yibum, because Yibum is child-oriented, and regular marriage is not 100% child-oriented, therefore, we have no right to carry over this Kukav Yom Hades from Yibum to Arusa, and therefore, according to the Ri's understanding, the Ran's lomdus would not be correct. The Ran's equation would not be correct. If the Ran's equation is not correct, then guess what? We have no source that Bia is a kinyan for Nisuin, unless you like the Ran's first Kavachayim. Remember, the Ran had 2 Kavachayimers. One was, if Mada Chuppah, which is Tzarech Bia works, Bia Atzba Lokol Shekein, that was one beer. And then the Ran says, Ey Yishlame, it's a Yalfus that's derived from Yavama. But according to the Ri, the Yalfus of Yavama is not valid. But there was another understanding of what's Kukav Yom Hades. And that was Rav Elazar Mishazna. Who remembers? Rav Elazar Mishazna, we'll give you another chance at this one. Rav Elazar Mishazna said, Kukav Yom Hades means that it's basically a done deal. We're just putting the final touches on a chalais that already exists. So to create a chalais from scratch, to start off, to take a stranger, a strange man, a strange woman, who have no relationship, and say, go ahead and do a maisa bia, and that's going to be kind of that, that's not going to fly. But to take a man or woman who are already connected, they're 99% there already, and now we just need the final touches, so bia is going to do that. That's what Zekukav Yom Hades meant. So, according to Klaus Mishazna, the Ran's equation is perfect. That a Yavama is Zekukav Yom Hades, because she's kind of married already. We spent a lot of time talking about what that meant. Who remembers back? This is good chazor from the Fay. Good or bad chazor, depending on whether we know the answers. So remember when we spoke about that svar of Zekukav Yom Hades already married. Who remembers the chakir we had in that? When you have a Yavama, the Yavama to the Yavam is already married. Married to whom? We're not sure who the husband is. Is the husband, what are the two options? Either the dead or the deceased brother, or she's married to the new guy. So whichever way you slice it, remember who was the big Achron who talked about that? There you go, now we're talking. That's a sheer assistant. The Asman of Yosef Engel, Asman Darais, had a Shaila about who is she married to. It's not clear who she's married to, but she's married to somebody. So Maduch Yavama to a Yavam is married already enough to say that B is going to be sufficient. An Arusa is more married than Yavama is. Bring me a Raya Brush and a Lachuva. The relationship between the Arus and the Arusa is a significantly higher relationship. There's like advanced math over here. There's a significantly closer relationship than between the Yavam and the Yavama. Who's going to bring me a Raya Brush and a Lachuva? This is a much stronger marriage than this. This is Lasinov. This is Ishish. It is a gift. This, Yavam and Yavama, what's the relationship? Yeah, little malchus, little siyesh tameis, a chutz lizar. Come on, what's a malchus between friends? It's nothing. This is a marriage. For Yavam and Yavama, I need a charedim to tell me shtikl Torah that it's marriage. We're not even sure that it's marriage. Here, after a charedim say it's not even an isser of marriage. It's just an isser biyama. The marriage is over. An oris and arusa, it's a marriage, go to be zeh. That's a little over dramatized. You need nisuin, but come on, between you and me, they're basically married. So So that's what Rav Elazar Mishazna said, that Zekuk of Yomedes meant the relationship of marriage already exists. So the Ran's Kavachim is right. Maduch, in the case of Yavam and Yavama, the relationship of marriage exists. That, and that dictates to us the ability of Bia to finish up the job. Kalvachoymer, in the relationship between an Arus and Arusa, with them, they're 99% married. Yavam and Yavama, 85.5% married. They're 99.9% married. For sure, Bia is going to do the trick. So we can breathe a sigh of relief that we have two biurim in the Ran to explain this phenomena, which the Rambam says befeirush, that Bia can create Nisuin. The Rambam says it Pemole, and the Rav Nissim Gaon said it Pemole, because that's how he resolved the Stira. And the Rif says it Pemole. All the Rishonim were saying it. Where did it come from? So two biurim in the Ran. One is Kavachoymer Mechopa, because Chopa is also only a Tzerech Bia. And the other is it's Doime Liyavama. But the Doime Liyavama thing depends upon the Machlekes the Ri. According to the Ri, it's not going to work. And the Rav Elazar Mishazna, which it, in fact, will work. Okay? So we can breathe a sigh of relief, and we still got pshat in Rav Nissim Gaon, and we're good to go. Everybody say, we still have more work cut out for us within this Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon's pshat. So good. So Rav Nissim Gaon is comfortable saying that the Gemara of Kalabal Daita Gemara Bia is only said by Kedushin and not said by Nisuin. And I don't want to explain to me why. Why is that phenomenon true? Why is it that this umdura, this psychological truth of Dav Yoram and Aleph and Kedushin only plays out by a Bia's Kedushin? What does it play out by a Bia's Nisuin also? Kalabal Daita Gemara Bia vis-a-vis Nisuin. Lam alone. Once you tell me that the chisaron in tchilas bia is not a chisaron per se in the etzem hakinyan, it's a chisaron in the das hakinyan. So how can you so flippantly say that, well, when it comes to kedushin davyud, then we need daito, and therefore daito gemar bia, and therefore it's not going to work. But when it comes back to nisuin, don't worry about it. Nisuin somehow the psychology falls by the wayside. How do we understand that? So Yesh Lachor, within this territory of Nissim Gaon, Mayai, why is it Manishtana Kedushin from Nisuin? So when it comes to Kedushin, we're very, very into the Das. When it comes to Nisuin, somehow Das, that doesn't really bother us so much. What's the Bira Dover? So one could address this in one of two ways. Either we could call this a post 3 o'clock pshat. This is a psychology 102. And what we're basically saying is, this is pure das issues. These are pure psychological issues. A person, when it comes to Kedushin is a very, very big commitment. He's taking himself from being not married at all to becoming married. This is serious stuff. So for that, he's not willing to do it, just to tchilas bia, a little hara and call it a day. That's not enough for him. Kolabol daitel gmar bia. But nisuin, you're married anyway. He's already in this pickle. I don't mean that in a bad way. He's already married. They could do nisuin today, do nisuin tomorrow, do nisuin next week. Come on, it's already nimnav gom. The invitation's already out there. Come on. So comes the Rav Nissim Gaon and says, when it comes to nisuin, you don't need such as the Gemira's Das level. The stomach guy is going to be going to die to betchilas bia. If that's the pshat, then there is no official halachic distinction between the bia that's being done for Kedushin, the bia that's done for Nisuin. It's purely a question of psychology. It's just along the lines of the Rashba and the Rivam that it's case by case. You have to analyze and evaluate what the person's Gemira's Das is. So by Kedushin, Chazal with Mishayer, that most normal people die to Gemar bia, but built into that normal Ashar is there are a few exceptions to the rule. The guy who's Peiresh, the guy who says it explicitly, the two Terutzer of Tais at the beginning. And built into that hashar, built into that evaluation, is the fact that by Nisuin, everyone has in mind Tchilas Bia. So in other words, if you go down this route, the difference between the two sugyas is not anything dramatic, not anything alumdus, it's purely up here in the mind of the Chosin. Or maybe what the Gemara is saying is something radically different. Maybe what Nissim Gaon is seeing in this Gemara is the reason why we're not taking Das of the Chosin into consideration is not because the Das of the Chosin is all that different by Nisuin and by Kedushin, but what, Rabbi, say? We don't care about what his das is. We admit, we can see his das is the same. When you give him a das barometer test, so they stick the things, they put those, and they put those things on his head. What? No, no, I'm talking about the Hogwarts hat. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the no, when they sometimes test like the brain, when they test the, you know, like when they test like to see whether the person's having seizures, that kind of stuff. They put what are these things called? No, they put those things to, what are they called?
Electrodes?
I don't know, you know, to test the brain activity, brain waves, whatever they're called. Okay, whatever they're called. Okay, so the results are the same. The guy has the same hini mukham zumin kumarbiya, hini mukham zumin kumarbiya. There's a lot of problem. We interpret that as irrelevant. Why? Because not that the world of psychology is different between the Kiddush and Nesu'in, the world of the Bishmandrish, pre-3 o'clock, or pre-1 o'clock, or whatever time you want to call this in June's mind. In halacha, we don't really care all that much about his das. That doesn't concern us. You know why? Because the chalais of Nesu'in doesn't require das achasam. Now, some people are going to think, you know, what? What did I just say? You should jump at me. You should start screaming at me. Why? Start screaming at me. The das of the chosin doesn't matter for the chalais of nesuin. Start screaming. I hear a deafening silence. What was that kasha on the Rishonim who said that B is a method of nesuin in the first place? What was that problem? We asked the kasha, how could B be a method of nesuin? What happened to the din of what? Boil. We say can't create nesuin. It's a ma'isa pritzus, it's a ma'isa snus. And the Ran said, you're talking right, that if it's done derech pritzus or snus, it's not koineh. But if it's done with the right kavan, it is koineh. I don't understand. Now your mom is talking two sides of your mouth. You're telling me, I just told the Shtickle Torah that I don't care what the chosin is thinking, kedushin requires das, nesuin never needed das in the first place. If Nesu'in didn't need das, so then how could we give that arbitrary distinction and say, well, it's done dech pritzos, it's done dech rebiyam, it's tachanat koin, what do you mean? It's a maisibiyya. It's the same maisibiyya whether it's done al das pritzos, whether it's done al das kinyan. If you tell me that Nesu'in is like kedusha, like kinyanim, like chalaisim, like gerishin, it requires das, so then that answer of the Ran to defend the very institution of the Isa Nesu'in, that I understand. But once you tell me, once you chisel away at Nesu'in and you tell me that Bia sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work, and it ultimately depends what the Das of the Chosin is, and now you're going to turn around and say, oh, by the way, we don't really care what the Das of the Chosin is, that's cheating. That's not fair. That's a chatai to the Sas. It's worse than Davi Mincha 7 o'clock in the summer. That's a disaster. You make up your mind. Either you do need Das Chosin or you Das the Chosin. So how would we begin to tackle this, Rabbi saying? Before we have to fine-tune what we said before, that if it's done derech pritzos, it's a problem. If it's done derech nisu and derech inyanim, it's okay. That distinction is not emanate from the requirement of das achosan. That's not the halacha. That's not the engine that is responsible for that distinction of the Ran. That distinction of the Ran is emes. There's no question about it. The only way to defend the Rishonim was saying bia could create nisu. What happened to Bola Rasaso? There's no question about it that it depends on derech nus, not derech nus. But the reason for that distinction is not a das tikadin. It's a different halacha. You know what the different halacha is? What's the different halacha? It's not as it emanates from das. It emanates from the very essence of what? It's a different maisibiyah. It's not a biologically different maisibiyah, but it's halachically different maisibiyah. When we say that bia is kaina as a kinyan nisuin, what that means is a bia is an ishus tika maisa. When it's done b'teiras ishus, that's a bia that's isa nisuin. A bia that's not done b'teiras ishus is not isa nisuin. So kol zman that the chosid is doing a derech znus, biologically it's the same bia, but halachically it's a very different kind of a bia. That's a znus, that's not a derech ishus. So to create nisuin, you need a maisa, you don't need a das, a chosid. There's no din of das by nisuin. All you need for nisuin is a maisa nisuin. Maisa nisuin is either maisa chuppa, maisa yichud, a roi labia, maisa badekin, and a maisa standing under a chuppa together, a maisa going to home, whatever you think the maisa is. And zok teran, another maisa chuppa, another maisa nisuin is a maisa bia. But you can't just say a biological maisa bia. It's a maisa bia done in the context of ishos, dos is a koine. But not because you need mitam the gavra, you need mitam the pa'ula, mitam the maisa, you need it not to be derech znus. But mitam the gavra, you don't need das. Therefore, Kozman, that it's being done derech ishos, even though the chassid himself is not signing on until the end, that doesn't bother us. He's doing a maisa bia b'teres ishos, and even though he's not going b'daito to the end, that doesn't concern us, because there never was a din of das when it comes to nisuin. If that's the case, that there's no din of das for nisuin, what does that indicate to us? What does that show us? What does that tell us about what nisuin is, what nisuin is not? What's the take on nisuin? If this Ran, if we're saying this bia with the Ran, with the Nisiv Gon, that nisuin is a different type of an entity than kedushin, let's put some yeshivish terminology, some lomdish terminology on it. What do the words mean? What is nisuin? What is not nisuin? Or what is kedushin? What is not kedushin? What is kedushin in its heart and soul, in its very essence? It's the name of our perek, Isha. It's kinyan. End of the day, it's a kinyan. And kinyanim require das. Now, again, which das you need? You need the das a chos, you need the das a kalas, the das machtes, v'hoch v'hoysa. Is it a new das? Is it a highlight? You know, we can discuss, we can negotiate, we can talk for the last 10 months, which we not only can, we have talked for the last 10 months about the nuances of das. But in its heart and soul, it's some type of a chalois. Whether you think it's a kinyan of the Nimamunis, whether you really truly believe like the Pnei Yeshua, whether you believe like the Ritva, whether you honestly believe like the Rashba, you believe like the Avnei Miluim, whatever you think from back for September days, or maybe August days, 10 months ago, you know, whether it's a kinyan Mamunis, whether it's a kinyan Isser, whether it's a Chalaiskit, but it's something to do with Chalaisim. Rabbi Isai, Nisuin is not that. Nisuin is a different entity altogether. You know what nisuin is, Rabbi Say? Give me another word, not a kinyan, not a chalais. Nisuin is a matzav. It's a situation. You've reached the situation of living together as husband and wife. How did you enter into that matzav? Either you stood under a canopy together as a symbolic home, or you went into a yichud room together, or you went literally to your apartment together, or you had a maisabiyah as an act of ishus. Any of the above is not a kinyan. Chuppah nisuin is not a kinyan. It's a matzav. It's a situation. You've entered into a situation of living together as husband and wife. Thus is the matzav of nisuin, and that's when the halachas of nisuin kick in. Rabbi said, do we have any raya's for this? Do we have any precedent for this? Have we spoke about this before? Who remembers? When did we talk about this? Who remembers? Rav Shach said, before we got to the right. What did Rav Shach say? Remember the Aviezri? Had a gevald gevor. Remember we had a machlekes Rav Huna and Rabbanan. Who remembers? Rav Huna said that. Okay, so Rav Huna said that chup is kain and mekal v'chaim. And all convoluted, kal v'chaim, from kesef, from shtach. At the end of the day, Rav Huna said chup can create kedushin. And the Rabbanan said, name, as they say, loit with an aleph. No, it's not. Chup is not kedushin. At the end of the day, the Gemara talked about the topic. The Gemara explained to us what the Gili Milsa was, what the Drasha was, what the Hekesh was, what the Kavachemi was, what the Mematzina was. But the Gemara never touched on the heart and soul of the topic in terms of pure lumdus. Should Chuppah be valid for Kedusha or not? Where the Gemara ended, as Rav Shach picked up 1800 years later. What did Avi Ezri say? In the heart and soul, the machloikis between Rav Huna and the Rabbanan is what? Is what is chuppah? What is nisuin? Is nisuin a kinyan, or is nisuin not a kinyan? If nisuin is a kinyan, then I understand that we can extrapolate from one parshas kinyanim, one of our favorite phrases that we coined this year, parshas kinyanim, according to some doesn't exist, parshas kinyanim, there is parshas kinyanim, just kidding. Once you're in the realm of parshas kinyanim, you can begin to extrapolate, you can compare. If kesef is a kinyan by X, then maybe it's by Y. If shtar is good here, maybe it's good there. If chuppah is good here, maybe it's good there. You can begin to discuss and compare and contrast. And that's what Rav Huna did. He compared and he contrasted it. He was medam milsa lemilsa, because Rav Huna understood chuppah is fundamentally, nisuin is fundamentally, is a ma'aseh kinyan. But the Rabbanan didn't buy into that. The Rabbanan said, chuppah is mishkan ma'aseh kinyan. Chuppah is a different story altogether. It's not on the radar screen of kinyanim. And therefore, what do you mean? It's kind of here, therefore it's going to work as a matzav there. So Rav Shach said, it's not a kinyan, it's a matzav. It's a state of being. That's all it is. And as a state of being, you cannot extrapolate from here to kedushim. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Marshal Madavadaim, who remembers that we had almost an identical type of a svara, that the idea of comparing and contrasting kinyanim makes sense. Kol zman, we're in the basic world of kinyanim. As soon as we take something out of the realm of kinyanim, put it into a different type of a chalais, then we can't compare and contrast anything. Who remembers? We had it also. It was Reb Chaim. It was Reb Chaim on Daf Hamed Aleph. Top of Hamed Aleph. Who remembers? When the Gemara was comparing kinyan kesef and kinyan shtar, trying to figure out where the shtar works, where the kesef works, the Gemara threw from left field. One of the pirchas of the Gemara was, Mala what? Mala kesef shekein. You can't learn out shtar from kesef because Mala kesef shekein what? Podinbo. Hekdesh u'maisa sheini. Remember that Gemara? The shtar can't be used. So the Gemara used as part of the discussion of the comparing and the contrasting is the ability of kesef to do pidyon and shtar not to do pidyon. Who remembers Reb Chaim's Ha'orah? Who remembers what Reb Chaim said in that Gemara? I'm talking kinyanim, and you're talking pidyon hekdesh u'maisa sheini. The fact that kesef can create a pidyon and shtar can't, well, how does that impact on what we're talking about? I'm talking about how to be Kodim Nishim. You're telling me how to be paid to Hekdesh. What would Reb Chaim say from there? Zeman Fendowat, who remembers? You see from here, that what is Pinyon Hekdesh in its heart and soul? It's Kinyon. It's Parshas Kinyonim. If not for the fact that Pinyon Hekdesh and Masasheni is Kinyonim, then you can't compare, you can't mix apples and oranges. You can close mind you within Kinyonim, we can talk about anything you want. You want to talk about Amma Ivri, you want to talk about Yavama, you want to talk about Kedushin, you want to talk about buying fields rather than buying metallic. I don't care. As long as we're talking about Kinyanim, we can begin to compare and contrast and discuss. The minute you're in a different area of Halacha, don't mess me up. Don't confuse me. So that's Reb Chaim, that was one of his shtakarayas, that Pidyon Hekdesh, and presumably Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, is Kinyanim. So what Reb Chaim said on Daf Hei, Amud Aleph, is exactly what Reb Shach is saying on the family days. It's the same halach. Not a great surprise. Shach was a Talmud of whom? Shach member? Shach was a brisker Rav. Shach was a Talmud Mofak of the brisker. How do I know that? Heard from the Rashiva Kebiyavna, from the Govach Tatzal, that the Govach learned better brisker Rav for 7 years. So maybe he tells all the time, he says, you shtek vutzot, shol Talmudim, it's not Rami Brisk, it's called the Rami Brisk. Shtek vutzot. Hayu ha-mevugarim, hayu ha-tzirim. So with the older group of Tamim and the younger group of Tamim. And he says, ani hayiti ben ha-tzirim, ani hayiti ha-rosh ha-tzirim. I was in charge, I was the rosh ha-chabura of the tzirim. He used to laugh when he would talk. You ever heard the Rashi speak? You ever heard Govach? He was nervous. So he would say that, ani hayiti rosh ha-tzirim. It would seem like that, mi hayu rosh ha-mevugarim? Shamat pam. Using it such a no when you tell over that story. So that's how I know that Rav Shach was a Talmud Brisker. So this is right out of Brisk. This is right out of Reb Chaim. This is the same story, the same pismon that all the Gemaras in the Hey and Aleph, Hey Bay, Aleph, first paragraph of Kedushin, only makes sense. Close mind, you're still within the worlds of Kinyanim. The second you exit Kinyanim, all your Mematzitas and Minyan Ravs fall by the wayside. So Reb Chaim threw out the if Pinyon Hekdesh would not have been a din of Kinyon, it wouldn't belong. So Rav Shach did the same thing about Chuppah. So Yotzim and Advarim, we who follow the Rabbanan, the Ravuna, we follow that, we pass him, Mi'ikra din Chuppah is not really Kinyon. It's maybe a Chumra, B'Yalma, but Mi'ikra din Mover, Rav Yisharim rejected Ravuna. So we, in effect, are passing that Chuppah is not a Kinyon. Chuppah Nisuin is a state of being. It's not a Kinyon. If it's a state of being, then it makes a lot of sense. What does it not need? But doesn't need das. Das is a din of kinyan. Das is not a din in state of beings. Nu, now Binyamin reminded me. So what was Rav Shach's corollary to that? Once Rav Shach was comfortable saying that Mikra din Nisuin is not a kinyan, it's the state of being, what else followed? What else is not necessary for Nisuin? Who remembers? Then we don't need Eidim. Remember Rav Shach said the whole Chumr and Eidim for Nisuin. The whole thing is the Bamba Talim. So what did he say? Rav Chaim, you don't need Eidim for Nisuin. Why don't you need Eidim for Nisuin? For what? Either you're in the state of this, or you're not in the state of what you need for. You need aid them to solidify that the kinyan is done. So that I understand. We put it together with the other Reb Chaim, with the Rav, that you need Eidim for Das Kenyan, right? We put all these pieces of the puzzle together. Rabbi say, I want another raya. Who has learned Daf Yomi these days? Okay, I want a raya from something in Daf Yomi about 2-3 days ago that Nisuin is not a kin. Nisuin is a matzah. It's just the status of being. It's a tough raya. It's a very, very tough raya. A kinyan, in order to undo a kinyan, what do you need? You need another kinyan effect. If you tell them don't go up in smoke, let's say, Lamarshal, if you give me, if I buy your field from you, so how can I make that field not my field anymore? I have to be mocking it. Either I give it back to you, back to somebody else, or mafkir it, that's also an act of atna, or bakdash it, it's a kinyan l'shamayim. It doesn't just go into, just, if I sit around and I say, gee, I got this field, the field's not mine. If I use a lashon hefker, then I'm mafkir, but just hocus pocus, things don't change. Let's say I'm very negligent about the field. I don't take care of the field anymore. That makes it not my field anymore. It's my field, and I'm losing money on the field. A person is kainan isha through a kinyan of kedushin. Something has to happen for that marriage to dissipate. What has to happen? You have to be makdeh her back. So how do you makdeh an isha back to herself? So get. Oh, so kone, what's the lashon? Kones atzma. But yet, now misa baal is a little bit tricky. Misa baal is in the same breath in the Gemara. Kones atzma beget misa baal. There's actually a big machlekes acharonim, a big lomz retumel. Das. If a guy's dying, almanas, he dies, he's only dying shalom anas to patre. Misa baal is a big machlekes. Is misa baal mamish like a hakanoa back also? Is misa baal, the maisa misa baal is the matir of the woman? It's almost like a hakanoa. It's a chidish haTorah. It's a hakanoas back to her. Or is that just, or is just a malitza? We say kones atzma is just, we want to keep the lashon parallel. You should nicknames Pekesesh Tavadiyah. The kones atzma is just a nice way of saying she goes free. The reason why a woman goes free is not because the maisa misa was the matir, was a makna, but the reason why she goes free is because you can only be an ashes ish if you have a what? If there's nish. Once there's no baal, the mela, she's ois ashes ish. But it's not that the maisa misa was a matir, was a makna. Everyone knows the famous, can I hear about this? No? The famous shayla for Bachan. Even before Bachan, Yechwarim had this shayla. What's the matir of misa's a baal? Is the misa baal Misa's the matir? It's a maisa misa's the matir? Or is the non-existence of the husband mamela the matir? Nafkamina, what if the husband doesn't exist, but there was no maisa, a misa? Who's that called? Eishes Eliyo. Yachorayim, the early Pesachu very quotes. Was Eishes Eliyo permitted to remarry or not? Eliyo Novi left this world. He's not here anymore. When he comes back as a malach. He doesn't come back as an ish yet. He'll come back as an ish, that's a love. When the nevuah that was given, Novi, then he's going to come back with Teres Novi as a human being. He's not going to come back. He'll come back because he never died. But he'll come back as an ish. But right now, when Eliyahu comes as a Gilui Eliyahu, comes Teres Malach. That's what the Chassam Sofer talks about. A whole discussion about that. But not for now. Not for now, because I have no idea what I'm talking about. So. So the Rebbe Chanan Wasserman has a shaila about what's it been? Is Eish Sil Yo Muteris or not? So he says, depends on this Lomdus. If the matir for Misa Baal is the Misa Sabal, so there's no Misa Misa. If the matir is, but there's no Ish, in the Olam Hazeh, so it can't be an Ish of Eish's Ish, she would be Muteris as well. Okay, we'll leave that shaila for now. But putting aside Misa Sabal, you need some kind of a matir. How are you mafkia the status of Nisuin? A woman's in Nisua. How are you mafkia Nisua? That sounds like a I didn't say that yet. It's a bizarre question. Mafkia Nisuin. The only way to be mafkia Nisuin is to be mafkia the Kiddushin. I don't mean mafkia like afkin. I mean to be matir, to be give her a get. When you give her a get, mamel the Kiddushin is paka. Once Kiddushin is paka, mamel the Nisuin is paka. There's no Nisuin without Kiddushin, right? That's lechor what happens. Is it shayach to be mafkia nisuin and have the kedushin remain intact? Does that entity exist? The couple's married for 50 years. Can something happen that the ois nisua, but she's still mekudeshes? She's still nesheses, she's in, so she's bizana, but she's not nisua anymore. Tafiyomi, man. So does not a bad one. I'm not looking for that. You remember the Basra in Nishames about the person who was, remember, he thought his wife couldn't smell, right? She didn't have the koch of smelling, and he nichnas acharel l'churva, right? And then all of a sudden she died. The shaila was whether he's Yorishar or not. So the Gemara says that he's not Yorishar. So it's not clear for the Gemara what the case was. So the Rashbam quotes two pshatim. So one of the pshatim in the Rashbam was that they were married for 50 years already. But since he wanted to divorce her, he wasn't happy with what was going on. He was Daito Lagarsha. Once he's Daito Lagarsha, he's not Yorishar anymore. Remember the pshat in the Rashbam? It's the second pshat, like at the end of it. I'm moichel anyone who loses things in the end of long Rashbams. And it does happen in Mabasa once or twice, or 3,000 times. So in the Rashbam, quoted such a pshat. So there's a startling Rashbam. A couple's married. They had Kedushin, they had Nisuin, they have 10 kids. And 50 years later, something happens, and she's not a Nisuin anymore. Why is she not a Nisuin anymore? Because he doesn't want to remain married to her anymore. So the Rashash on the spot in that Rashbam says, that's a startling statement. He's not Yerusha, you know why? But she's still married to him. You know what happens? Once he decides to divorce her, she reverts back to the status of, catch this one, she comes like an Arusa. She's Oist Nesua, she's an Arusa. Why? Rabbi say, what's the famous term that the Torah uses to describe Nesuin? The Torah says that if you're in the following status, you're a Nesua and not. There's only Yerusha for Nesua, not for Narusa. There's only Avelis, only Tumas Kohen for Nesua, not for Narusa. What's the magic word the Torah uses? She'er Besarai. Kim the She'er HaKorveilov. She'er means not married. Kedushin means married. She'er means She'er Basar, that the couple are physically living together. They're only called physically living, they're only called V'hoyle Basar Echad if they're in the state of Nesuin. What is Oish Nesuin? Either they haven't yet entered into the state of Nesuin, they're only between Eristin and Nesuin, they're not Sheher Basar yet, or they can be married for 50 years and they decide to exit stage left, they're on the way out, and they're not functioning, living together as husband and wife. Why? Because Taita L'Garsha, that undermines the status of She'erus, and once there's no She'erus, she's an Eish Ish without She'erus. And you know what we call that? That's a Lach HaKrub of Rarusa. You know what the Rashash says on this? This is Mamsha, this is Halacha L'Maisa. This could be potential Halacha L'Maisa. Paskin, Shailas, Shailas happened. Crazy Shailas. Zok the Rashash, according to this Rashbam, the second Pshat in the Rashbam, so to Pshat, according to the second Pshat in the Rashbam, if a couple is separated from one another, not living together as husband and wife anymore, they're planning on getting divorced, they're holding by a get, they're going to get a get in 6 months, they're sitting in the secular courts fighting it out right now, and the wife dies, there's no Yerusha, says the Rashash. There's no Avelis either. Says there will be no Avelis. The couple is not having to misaba one for another, even though Apiel Loch they're married. If she would be Mizana, she'd be Chayiv Misa. She'd be Mizana, the kid would be a Mamzer, but there's no Avelis one for another. This happens. This Mamish happens. So comes, the Rashash says, no Avelis. It's 2 days in the Rashbam, you know what the Rashash says? Halacha Giva, Halkidibra make Ba'avel. Because Avelis should be made, there's no Avelis. What do you see from this Rashbam? When I saw this Rashbam the other day, so I got all excited because I realized this is it. What is the Rashbam telling us? What kind of lumdus is that? That you could be mafkia nesuin without a hafka. What's the answer? Because you never needed a maisa to get in the first place. It wasn't a maisa kinyan itself, but easy come, easy go. Maisa kinyan requires a peshos a peshetu. Maisa kinyan requires a kabola kachpoto. If you got into a maisa kinyan, you got to get out with a maisa kinyan. If you got into a matzav, then you're out through a matzav also. That once you're no longer living in the matzav of isha isha sheir basar, it's ois sheirus. Oy she'erus, she becomes like halachic, like an arusa. Either married 50 years, it doesn't matter.
Let's go back to Bo'al Arusasa or
Revelations. I mean, there would be an Isser or Bo'al Arusasa, right? That's right. That's what it sounds like, right? Like Bo'al Arusasa, they have to. What? Unless they decide to do a Derechishus again, then they become remarried.
Could she have no kids,
you mean what we're saying is that right, she wouldn't be able to. We would say that now whatever the din of according to this unique sheet of the Rashbam, that Rashash claims at least sometimes we paskin like, at least we soften we paskin like, this just adds fuel to our theory that that's what Nesuin is. So So this would explain to us very, very nicely why Nisuin doesn't require das. This Rav Nisim Gaon is a whole long Mishnah. It's not just the Metzias. The guy who's doing Kedushin really wants Gemara Bia. The guy who's doing Nisuin doesn't really care about it. No, they both care about it, but we don't care about it. We couldn't care less what he's thinking, because once he does a Maisa, as long as it's not a Maisa Pritzis. A Maisa Pritzis, that we can't help you with. But once it's called a Maisa Bia, but a Maisa Ishas, for the real, once we become a Maisa, it's considered to be a Maisa Nisuin. The fact that his Das is not in sync with what's happening, that doesn't bother us. And the reason is because it was never a Maisa Kinyan in the first place. It's only a Matzah. No, but those are all different. Those are all different ways. But they're all different ways of what criteria does the Torah use to create that the Torah doesn't say what the criteria are. The Torah just speaks about she'eros. So the Rambam came up with the idea of Yichor Labia based on his reading of the Mishnah. That's what the Ran says in the Yemei Masech Subas Nafalef. The Ran says the only thing the Torah ever says explicitly is Beis Yishan Nadara. So that's what the Ran says. Kishenichas Labeisai. It's not like the Knis Labeis was Akin. Knis Labeis was the Matzav of living with husband and wife. So Beisai, let's see if we can take this one step further. So we have regular Kiddushin, which require Gemar Bia. We have Nisuin, which is sufficient with Tchilas Bia. This one go. There's one other creation of marriage, one other Bia that creates status of marriage that we have. We discussed a little bit, but not fully. Yibum. Right? Yibum is another one. What is necessary for Yibum to take effect? What level of das and what level of bia? What level of das is necessary for yibum? Mamish, nothing, right? Zippo, zero, no das at all. Nothing. What should the halacha be about yibum? Once there's no das by yibum, what should the resulting din be? Tchilas bia gmar bia for yibum. What should the din be? What's the kinyan? I didn't ask you what the mitzvah is. What's the kinyan? There's no question about it. It's a mishnah. The same mishnah. Remember, the whole first two blot of the sixth parak of yibum was talking about hara. Why are we talking about it there? Because the Mishnah starts with a ball ayavimto. Ben Bishar, Ben Mezid, Ben Heraba, Ben Marbia, Ben Bukdaka, Ben Shlokadaka, Rezikona. So when it comes to Yibum, there's no question that you don't need das, there's no question that Tchilas Bia. So these two cases are really very, very similar to one another. They're exceedingly close to one another. Very, very, very close to one another. Who else sees something else on this board that leads us to believe that these two, I'm afraid to say the word chalais, these two halachic entities of Nisuin and Yibum are so close to one another. They're almost identical twins. Again, Nisuin, no das, chalais bia. Yibum, no das, chalais bia. What else on the board is pointing out, is highlighting the similarity between the two? It's on the same board, it's just the other side of the board. What was the very source that Bia works for Nisuin? Where did it come from? Who remembers? The Ran. What did the Ran tell us? The very source of this halacha came all the way back from the comparison to Yavama. Right? Because it was Kukav Yomantis. Remember that? So now we're a lot of coincidences happening here. We're finding that Nisuin and Yavamas are really close. This is like the bridge between, if we're learning Masechet Yavamas next year, this would be the real bridge between Yavamas and Nisuin Sugyas. Yibum and Nisuin are identical, they don't need das, they're identical to Tchilas Bia, they're identical at the very source of Nisuin kind of Bia in the first place, learned out from Yavama. Could we go the extra mile, Rabbi Say? Put the icing on the cake. What is it about Nisuin that doesn't need das? What is it about Nisuin that enables Tchilas Bia to be koina? The fact that it's not a what? It's not a kidney, but rather it's a what? Matzav. No? What's the next end of that sentence? Who says that Yibum is a Kinyan? Maybe Yibum is a Matzav also. Maybe the beer that takes place in the Yavin Yavama is not a Kinyan. Hang in there. If we are right, that everything is hinging on this new concept of Matzah versus Kinyan, it would be really, really neat. All the pieces would fit in, real, the pieces of the puzzle would fit in beautifully if I could convince you that Yibum is not as Kinyan as you thought it was. Notwithstanding the first Mishnah says Kedusha. If I can convince you that Yibum is also, in a certain sense, like a matzav, a situation has been created of a bia that has occurred between a yavam and a yavama, and once the situation has taken place, the halacha declares that now marriage has resulted, but it wasn't parshas hakinyanim. If that's true, then the comparison between Nisuin and Yibum is so exact, it's not an almost an identical twin, it's mamash identical twin. It's not just parallel in terms of the details and the tangential and the exteriors, but the very kishkes of Yibum and the very kishkes of Nisuin are, in a sense, one and the same. They are chaloisim that are created through situations of matzavim rather than through situations of kinyonim. I just need in a court case when you get the thing that proves beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Smoking gun.
That's a bullet, right? Smoking gun. I need a smoking gun. That's what I need here. I need a smoking gun, everybody say. I need the smoking gun to tell me that Yibum is also a matzav. It's not a real kid. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you 2 days to think about it. It has to do with the Gemara back on the very sugya of Zekuk of Yomedes. I want you to think about the Yosemech. First Yosemech and Chus Yibum. We spoke about it earlier this year. What Zekuk of Yomedes means. Think about it. Okay. Okay, Betchem again. So tomorrow, so in the end, anyone knows coming from the end, right? Okay. All right, if anyone has a change of heart for tonight, hopefully, on Wednesday, we may have to say she dropped earlier on. Is that okay? Is that really the schedule? Okay, just because I have to figure out, I think Bleeman has only half the list.